Torah tells us the beginning of Parshat Bechukotai. In the Bechukotai, Teleichu, that's in Sosait, Shroom, Vasu Semelsab. In the Bechukotai, Teleichu, why does Torah choose the term Teleichu? In the same Bechukotai, Tishmuru, and Tasu the Chukotai. Why the Chukotai Teleichu? But Nachum Zed, the son of the author from Kaln, explained this pasuk with the following mashal. You come and you walk into a seuda, a meal that's taking place, and you see a table where everybody's sitting around the table and everyone's eating and everyone's talking and everyone's having a good time. And somebody says to you, one of these people at the table is not like the other. Can you pick out who's different? Well, everybody's different. No two people are alike. But which one is significantly different than the others? And the person looks at the table and he sees the people, but he doesn't know. So it's like, I can't tell. The meal is over, and everyone gets up to leave. And everyone leaves. Everyone leaves except for one person. Everyone else walked away. One person didn't walk away. The person who didn't walk away, you notice, is not able to walk away. He has some physical deformity. He is not capable of walking. When everyone is sitting, to borrow the term, the Hebrew term, when everyone is the yeshiva, Tarte Mashma. It's a double meaning. In many ways, they all look alike. You go into yeshiva, you go into a seminary, and there are differences. No two people are alike. There are differences between the students. But to a great extent, everyone is pretty much learning, and everyone is pretty much davening. Everyone is saying brachos, everyone's saying brichas hamazon, everyone's doing chesed, everyone's dressing more or less appropriately. But that's only when they're sitting. The test really comes when you leave the yeshiva, when you leave the sitting situation. And therefore the Torah comes along and says, in the Chukotai Teleichu. I understand when everyone is together, when everyone is sitting around, that's easy. You can't tell the difference. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu demands of us appropriate behavior not only when we are within a certain misgeret, a certain framework. He demands of us that behavior when we leave that miskeret, when it's in Bechukotai Teleichu. And if you think that after spending many, many months together here, that you've trained yourself, and Baruch Hashem, it's going to be okay. Because now you're solid. Now everything is in place. You know exactly what you want, you know exactly who you are. It's not going to be so easy. The Rambam tells us, in Perek Vav of Hilchos Beis, facts of nature. Derech Briyaso Shel Adam. The way HaKadosh Baruch Hu created man. The way the world was created. V'yos nimshach b'deyotzav v'b'masav achareyav v'chaverav v'noe k'minag anshei medinasav. A person tends to follow, to be influenced in his thoughts and in his actions after his friends, his acquaintances, the people that he lives with. We are influenced by our surroundings. Hopefully for the last, since Elul, we have been influenced positively by our surroundings. But when the Seudah is over, and everyone begins to walk away, you'll find yourself in a different set of surroundings, a different framework. Some of you may be in a very similar framework, and many of you will be in a different kind of framework. And there'll be influences from friends, from acquaintances, sometimes from families, that are not so positive. And it's going to be a struggle. It's going to be a struggle that you're going to have to take your davening seriously. Maybe Baruch Hashem, you're lucky enough to daven in a shul where the people take their davening seriously. And maybe, unfortunately, you'll be in a place where the people in shul don't take their davening so seriously. You may have family members who are very supportive of the idea of people taking some time to daven and davening with Kabbalah. You may be in a place where people keep asking you, what are you saying for so long? I mean, even the rabbi's wife doesn't spend so much time davening. You may be in a situation where people are either supportive or at least not antagonistic towards dressing in a certain way. You may be somewhere else where somebody's going to tell you, it's the middle of the summer. You dress like you're in Antarctica, like in the Arctic. With your sleeves, with your stockings, what's with this, what's with that. And probably, you're not picking for a fight. You're not looking to create conflict. You're not there to preach to anybody. You just want people to leave you alone. And yet, if you have certain values, you want to maintain that. And how does one withstand any cycle? How do you withstand the test? How do you take those values that you think are really part of who you are, and when you walk away, they walk away together with you, and they withstand the test of time? The Torah in Parshas B'chukosai has in it the first of the two tochachos, the major tochachos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives Bnei Yisrael, one in B'chukosai, one in Parshas Kisavo. We begin the Parsha if we behave, and then the Torah continues to see if we don't behave. And there's a theme that keeps running through the tochacha here in Parshas B'chukosai. So the Torah begins, V'intelchu imi keri. If you walk together with me, carry. Rashi says, what does it mean, carry? Rabboseinu amru arai. Happenstance. Bimikra. Coincidence. Sheino elo lisraki. Kein telchu arai b'mitzvos. The question is, what's our relationship to our shmiras mitzvos? Right now, to a certain extent, it's very widespread. But the key question is not how widespread is it, but how deep is it, or, Rahman al-Islam, how shallow is it? Because if it's shallow, if it's, I bench because I bench, and I daven because I daven, and I do chesed because I do chesed, and I dress a certain way because I dress a certain way. And it's not really part of who you are and who you want to be. Then when you're in a different setting, over a period of time, a little bit of time, a little bit longer, it'll dissipate. Because it's not who you are. It's all mikra. It's coincidence. Different circumstances, they will act differently. Person has to want to make these values part of who they are. And for that, a person has to want to have a real, serious relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not a matter of mitzvah sanashim ulumada. We do things by rote. Because when we do things by rote, after a period of time when the others around us aren't doing it, so why should I do it? What difference does it make? It has to be a value. Yesterday on Shabbos I was reading some of Rav Volba's writings. He wrote down there a fascinating talk that he gave yesterday on Kippur Wharf to a group of Chayalim who were stationed on the other side of the Suez Canal in Egypt. I'm going to say Divrei Chizuk. I'm not going to go through the whole piece over here. I just want to mention one point he spoke about from the Gemara in Avodah Zarah that you may be familiar with. The Gemara tells us about Unkelus Hager, the famous Unkelus who wrote the Targum on Chumash, was the nephew of the Caesar, of the Roman Caesar. And he went off to find fame and fortune and ended up converting to Judaism. And his uncle was very upset to send soldiers to arrest him and bring him back to Rome. The Gemara tells us he sent soldiers three different times. And each time that the soldiers came, Unkelus talked to them and was so convincing that that group of soldiers decided to remain in Eretz Yisrael and they too converted to Judaism. And each time the group came, the group of soldiers came, he said something different. The second group, when they came to take Unkelus away, he said to them, I have a question to ask you. He said, normally in the army, what's the hierarchy that goes along? He says that what happens is that the lower level soldiers serve the upper level soldiers. So you have the equivalent, I mean there are, I guess, terms of soldiers in the Roman army, but like the private would hold a torch at night so that the sergeant can see, and the sergeant would hold a torch for the lieutenant, and the lieutenant holds something for the captain, and the captain for the major, and the major for the colonel, and the colonel for the general. And the general holds it for the Caesar. So that each one, the lower level, holds it for the upper level. So who? He says, but is that the way the army runs? And they told him, yes. Yeah. But by us, it works differently. By us, he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'nakat nur kam Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu carried the torch in front of an Israel. Deceive Hashem Homech Lefneihem Yoma. Bnei Yisrael left Mitzrayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu walked in front of Bnei Yisrael with Yamureish. and the soldiers heard about this Seinheim to sell and convert it to Judaism. What was Uncle this telling? Cute little thing. So Volga explains what Uncle is trying to teach them, that a life of Torah, a life of mitzvah, is not something that we just do. It's not ritual. We're Jewish, so we have to do X, Y, and Z. But rather, the whole Torah enlightens our life. It shines for us. It makes us better people. Is mayor and name. Look what the Torah does for us, not what we do for the Torah. We don't do anything for our HaKadosh Baruch Hu by observing mitzvahs, because he doesn't need anything. We're not doing him a favor. We're doing ourselves a favor. We benefit from it. That was the message that Uncleus was trying to tell over, and evidently told it over successfully to the Roman soldiers. It's a different religion. It's not what we do for the gods. It's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has granted to us. And that's what we need to keep in mind. And realize how much we gain from Torah. How it makes a difference in who we will be for the rest of our lives, what we will be, what kind of person we can be, what kind of human being we can be. And then, even in a different environment, even a different framework, those values will stay with us. The courts are so important. It was the first Sunday night of the year. And he would come to me and say, Rabbi, I'm here for a year. Teach me everything. So I would be reminded of the famous Gemara, Masechet Shabbos, about the potential ger who comes to Shammai and he says, I will want to be Megaya, but you have to teach me Kol HaTorah Kula while I'm standing on Regal Achas. Coming for a few months, you want to learn Kol HaTorah Kula, psych on Regal Achas. So Shammai chases the person out. But Hillel says to him, what you would like to occur to you, don't do to others. Zoi Kol HaTorah Kula, Vidach Perusha Hu Zil Gemar. That's Kol HaTorah Kula. The rest of its explanation, go and learn. That's what you were to ask me at the beginning of the year, on the first Sunday night. It's not the first Sunday night. It's the last Sunday night. At least the last formal Sunday night of night prayer. It's not the beginning. But you're getting ready to go. So now, what advice do I have? David HaMelech tells us in Tehillim, Luchu vanim shimu li ras Hashem al ameitcha. Why luchu vanim? Why not bol vanim? Come! Come and I'll teach you. Sometimes there's teaching the person has to do when they're coming. Tamidim are coming. One time. sometimes there's a teaching, Talmidim are leaving. And the Chulvan, Shimon Lee, you're going, listen. You're asked Hashem al Anedcha. I'll teach you, you're asked Hashem. I was up in Amela. I could teach you, you're asked Hashem.
I'm not up in Amela. Can't teach you.
Don't have that ability. Nevertheless, David HaMelech tells us when the Talmidim, when the children are leaving, that's the message that you want them to hear. Maybe I can't teach you how to share. Please tell you that's what David HaMelech is telling us is so important. David HaMelech, son of Shlomo. At the end of the last Megillah that he writes, the last Sefer that he writes Shir HaShirim in his youth. He writes Mishlei in his middle age. He writes Koheles in his old age. Final testament that he gives us. And it's the very, very end of Sefer Koheles. Shlomo HaMelech turns to us and he tells us, Sof Davar HaKol Nishma. At the end, when it's all over, when it's all finished, what do I want to leave you with, says Shlomo? A fellow kinyra, yet mitzvotav shemar, kizek olad. Person should strive for yirah shemayim, and should strive for shmirat hamitzvah, because that's where it's all at.